Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, there's an ongoing sentiment in the U.S. sheep industry that the animal inventory is greater than what was captured by federal and state lamb slaughter data. Now, the belief is that these missing lambs are being diverted to non-traditional or ethnic marketing channels and therefore aren't being captured in the post-lamb crop inventory and slaughter data. If you remember, back in 2010, the American Sheep Industry Association prepared a new study entitled Non-Traditional Lamb Market in the U.S. Characteristics and Marketing Strategies. It was a broad look at the time at what was termed the non-traditional lamb market. And the 2010 study found that about 1 million head of lambs were missing each year, nearly one half of federally inspected lamb slaughter. Fast forward to 2020. The U.S. sheep industry has certainly experienced dynamic changes in the past 10 years that affect the non-traditional calculation. For example, the number of lambs slaughtered by state and custom-exempt slaughter facilities has nearly doubled from 2010 to 2019, and two models were developed to estimate the number of lambs channeled into the non-traditional market. To check out the study for yourself, visit sheepusa.org. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.